Week in and week out, God bless you. Wasn't that an awesome song? Our heart is open for every word, Lord, that you breathe. Hallelujah. Vanoggend in die pre-service prayer meetings het ons bespreek hoe nietig is ons eintlik as mense. Ons is hier vandag in 'n oogwink is ons dan weg. En julle het al gesien op 'n koue dag waar jy jou waarsom kan sien. That's what we like. At our very best, over just like that. And yet God uses us to build each other up and to encourage other up. Encourage other up. Julle verstaan wat ek sê, nê? Ja. Om mekaar te stig en op te bou. And, you know, I feel like that this morning. I mean, what can I say that can really make a difference in anybody's life? Nothing. But I want to encourage you this morning. This morning, we're going to look at God's Word. And if we receive it by faith, it has the ability to change us and lift us up. So wherever you are at, precious son or daughter of the Most High God, God has something special for you this morning. And I pray that you receive just that this morning. Hallelujah. So Willie, waar's Willie? Willie, ons het die voorreg gehad om dit wat ons nou gaan bespreek, gister te bespreek by the men's meeting. So jy moet asseblief opgewonde raak asof jy dit hoor vir die eerste keer. Ja, ek soek baie harde amens van jou af en ander klappe en sulke goed sou. You know folks, we're living in a time when there's so many reasons to be negative. There's so many reasons to be to complain and to moan and to groan and complain about things. I mean, 20 something bucks a liter of fuel. Like rarig waar. You know, it's like, and that's just the beginning, that we can go on and on and on and on and on. But the good news is that there's so many reasons to be positive as well. And I'm not talking about like self-help, humanistic, motivational speakers, but turning to something or someone that has real, lasting hope that's not affected by political conditions, financial conditions, changes by physical conditions, stuff that really, even longer than Charles Glass's beer, lasts the test of time or stands the test of time. What do we have in times like that? So this morning, from the scriptures, we're going to look at reasons to be positive. So I'm going to read a passage of scripture out of one translation, and then we're going to study it a little bit deeper out of another translation. So I've called this morning's message just Reasons to be Positive. And James actually asked me a while ago to minister at the monthly men's prayer, the men's ministry meetings that they have the first Saturday of every month at Midrand. And he said, Mozzie, I just want you to speak about just why it's good to be positive and having reasons to be positive. And as I started mulling this message through in my spirit and just receiving what God was laid on my heart, ek het by hierdie gevolgtrekking gekom, julle, by op die einde van die dag. As jy klaar gelees het, en klaar gebid het, en klaar gesing het, en klaar gehalleluja het, en klaar gehande klap het, sometimes we get to our place in our lives where at the end of the day, my brother, my sister, the decision rests with you, where you can choose to be happy. It is literally as simple as that. I can either moan and groan and complain and brom about things that I cannot change, and so I just choose to be happy. One decision away. I think about times like that when Colette and I have intense fellowship. Married couples, do you know what that is? We have intense fellowship. It's like civil warfare at home. And then we both duck and miff because we said things that we shouldn't and we've flown off the cuff. And, you know, sometimes the only exercise that people do is when they jump to conclusions. Understood, doen hulle dan niks. And we jump to conclusions with each other. And I realize I have like all this, you know, like I can have like such a deep moment with God where I feel like I can raise the dead. And in the volgende oomblik, Colette can just do that one little thing. And I'm, ek is heeltemal 'n ander mens. Hoe gebeur dit dan? Wat die een oomblik, ek staan so geestig, nê. Ek kan, die dooie staan opwek uit die dood. And in the next instant, she does something, not even anything wrong. En dan wip ek my. Rarig. And when these things are going on inside me, I realize, Mozzie, right now, you can choose to like fester on this thing, or you can just choose to be happy. Is dit nie so nie? Kan julle vereenselwig met dit volgende? Just choose. So, regardless of what I say and give you scripture after scripture, yes, all this positive stuff, and go home and meditate on it and pray about it and pray. At the end of the day, folks, it comes out. You can choose to be happy. And we do a teaching when we do LTS, and by the grace and will of God, we're going to do LTS next year. Nothing is going to stop us. Ons moet het doen. Where Leon Azell teaches about happiness, that we hold the keys to our own happiness. Ladies, if you married a man to make you happy, I'm sorry for you. Gentlemen, if you want that woman in your life to make you happy, you hold the keys to your own happiness. The key to happiness about the past is forgiveness. LTS people, speak to me. The keys to happiness about the future is faith. The keys to happiness for the present is freedom. You hold the keys to your own happiness. Maar toch, iewerste, moet daar 'n skriftuurlike, goddelike fondasie iewerste wees in ons lewens. Is dit oké met julle? Daarom gaan ons die volgende stuk lees uit die Bybel. So turn in your Bibles on your cell phones on the screen with me to Ephesians chapter 1 and we're going to read from verse 3. Okay, we're going to read from verse 3 to 14. We're going to go through it in the New Living Translation and then we're going to study it in the King James because the King James puts it in a way that I can give you 10 points this morning. 10 reasons. Everybody say 10 reasons. You need 10 reasons to go home and be happy. En ons kan lig maak daarvan. Or we can say, you know what, God, what Mozzie said is true because it's actually the word of God. It's not his idea, his opinion. You can take that word of God and say, God, I might not understand this all the time and be able to put it all together. But I'm going to choose to believe that what I'm going to read in the word this morning is going to change my life. And that's the glasses that we've got to look at it with this morning. So let's follow together. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. How we praise God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we belong to Christ. Long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Hallelujah. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this gave him great pleasure. And so we praise God for the wonderful kindness he has poured out on us because we belong to his dearly loved son. He's so rich in kindness that he purchased our freedom through the blood of his son. And our sins are forgiven. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. God's secret plan has now been revealed to us. It is a plan centered on Christ, designed long ago according to his good pleasure. And this is his plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because of Christ, we've received an inheritance from God, for he chose us from the beginning, and all things happened just as he decided long ago. God's purpose was that we who were first to trust in Christ should praise our glorious God. And now you also have heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us everything he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. This is just one more reason for us to praise our glorious God. Isn't that encouraging, folks? Powerful, powerful passage of scripture. We're going to break that down into 10 points this morning. And I just felt the Spirit of God ministering to me, even as I was reading it this morning in the context of us gathering here together, where it says, before he made the earth, So we weren't even here that he loved us. Think about that. How did God love you before you even created? Because you've always existed in the heart and in the mind of God. Think about that. And he loved you before you were even born. Wetende al die vele male waar jy gaan droog maak. And he still loves you. He loves you regardless. That's good news. That's encouraging. So, let's get into this morning as we unpack this and let this minister into our hearts. So, we see 10 reasons. And the King James reads it like this. We go through this quickly. Verse 3. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Every spiritual blessing. There's nothing more in the heavenlies that God is holding back, that he's keeping away from you to make your life better. Right now, where you are, spiritually speaking, God has blessed you with every spiritual blessing. My brother, my sister, jy kort niks. You short nothing. He's given you every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. But it's in Christ, because it's in the fullness of Christ. When we walk in faith and obedience to the Lord Jesus, that these things become ours. I'm going to give a practical example. Shalane, beautiful young lady. Come here, sweetheart. I want to just use this here. Okay. Okay, you can sit down for now. Sorry. I'm jumping the gun. Yes, very, very, very precious, precious, costly perfume. It makes Chanel No. 5 smell like bird poo. This is absolutely, it is extremely, extremely costly. It takes years and years to manufacture. Here's a gift for you, Shalane. There's your gift. Yay! Shalane's going to smell nice from now on. When did that gift become hers? When she took it. It's exactly like that. He's blessed her. Right, give it back. Give it back. That's expensive. No, it's not just, it's holy anointing oil. Hallelujah. It became hers when she took it. Blessed us with every spiritual blessing. It becomes ours when by faith we receive it. We have this book. You can it see met brille, but this reels and regulations met my van gaan spoil and say, ek mag nie, ek kan nie, ek gaan gestraf word. Or you can see it. This is a book of love letters from God to his children. And when you look at it like that, these promises are mine. Lord, I don't understand it, doesn't make sense, but I'm choosing to believe it. Every spiritual blessing he's blessed us with. The second thing that God has for us is that verse 4 says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Verse 4, he chose us in him. There comes times where people need to do selection. And Johan, that's big into the rugby, will tell you how the guys that need to build up the teams or whatever, they go and they watch the people play and they watch and they see and they earmark, that guy's good, I want him. And that's how they recruit people to be part of the team and then they choose people for the team. How many of you, don't raise your hand, but so desperately wanted to be part of a team and you were just not chosen because you just weren't good enough? But God has chosen us. Yes, you. With all your hang-ups and your issues, God has chosen you. He's chosen me, a quiet, withdrawn, introvert person, to speak about him. You know what? The devil used that many, 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 many years ago against me. Somehow, it was before cell phones, there was a recording that was made of a group of friends together. And all that ek gehoor het is hierdie blabbermouth in die achtergrond, Mozzie. Just making a noise. And I felt so bad. And God laid a march. You know what? That noisy, and my mom has still got it in my report cards from grade 1. Like you used to get your marks or whatever, it says talkative. The next term, still very talkative. Last term, still very talkative. And the enemy wanted to use that against me. And God said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father is in heaven. But if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father is in heaven. You're going to be a big mouth, but I'm going to let you be a big mouth for me. That is why today I'm not afraid to tell anything or anyone about Jesus. I'm not afraid to tell anybody about Jesus. And it's been like this the longest time. Even before I was released into ministry to pastor a congregation. So that's just how God uses. He's chosen you, my brother, my sister. Where you're sitting this morning, He's chosen you. Think about that. You are chosen. You're chosen. You're chosen. Each one of you are champion swimmers. You are champion swimmers. Out of 5, 6, maybe 7 million sperms, you outswam all of them and you fertilized your mother's egg. You're chosen. That combination of DNA. It could have turned out, who knows how. You're chosen. You're chosen. That's a reason, second reason, to be positive this morning. Can I get an amen? Third reason, verse 5, having predestined us to adoption. Predestined us to adoption. You know, the senior pastor of Life Central, used to be Midrand Bikers Church, Life Central, Ramon and Natalie have gone through a process where they've adopted children. And maybe you are an adopted child, or maybe you've adopted a child. You know, you go through an adoption process. You gaan nie net na Makro toe en bestel vir jou 'n kindjie daar. And they've got the different categories, small, medium, large, pink, green, whatever. No, there's an adoption process. God adopted you to be part of a family. Only children whose biological parents no longer want to parent them become eligible for adoption. As your ma and your pa jou wou gehad het, you're not going to be adopted, they want you. Totdat jy droog maak, dan wil jy jou nie hê nie. Want sê die mans vir die vrou, as die manne presteer, as die seuns presteer op die rugbyveld, dit is my seun, daai is my kind. Maar as hy droog maak, sê hy vrou, sort jou kind uit. God has adopted you to be part of His family. It's a reason to be positive. Maybe you're sitting here, and I say this with the utmost sincerity. Maybe you never had the privilege of knowing your parents, and you experienced rejection even when you were in the womb because it's real. I want to tell you this morning, my brother, my sister, God has adopted you. He's adopted you. That's good news, reason to celebrate this morning. Okay. How did I get there? You know, predestined. No, I jumped the gun here. I've really jumped the gun. Weren't even supposed to be speaking about adoption. Okay, anyway. All right, then this one here. You're predestined. Okay, and also verse 6, it says, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. There's this guy suffering from a very, very severe inferiority complex. He feels everybody just ignores him and he's not worthy. Nobody pays attention to him. So he goes to see a psychologist and he sits down, he lays down on the couch and he pours his heart out and he says, "Doctor, everybody just keeps ignoring me." And the doctor says, "Next!" Ouch. We are accepted in the Beloved. Maybe you've been part of something where you were supposed to be selected and you weren't, but in Christ Jesus you are accepted. God accepts you. I don't know about you folks, but that's good news for me. I'm accepted. I don't have to explain to God my issues because He knows them. And toch, in Him, I am accepted in the Beloved. So that's the fourth point. I'm accepted in the Beloved. So we're blessed with every spiritual blessing. We're chosen, we're predestined, we're accepted. Point number 5 is, point number 5, in Him we have redemption. We have redemption through His blood. Redeemed. What does redeem mean? You saved. What are you saved from? First of all, yourself. Yourself. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Through disobedient mutswilligheid of onkunde of whatever. Some people, this is about being positive. The only difference between them and a battery is that a battery's got a positive side. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. We need to be saved from that. But also, on a serious note, folks, hell is real. Some people believe, hulle glo vas, that hell is here on earth. No, 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 no. Hell is real. Even people that are not people of faith have experienced things, if you want to look at facts, people that have experienced out-of-body experiences where God takes them into the spiritual realm to get a glimpse of hell. And it is real. In my lifetime, I've met two people who've been raised from the dead. One guy was dead for 7 days. 7 days. Nie net waar die hart gaan staan voor die paramedics opdaag en budget kry om en dan sy weer aan die gang. Hulle staat om weer. Ring ding 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 ding. Nee. Dood vir 7 dae. You can't tell that man that heaven and hell is not real. And then another oak is going to be with Jesus now. Andreas, he died 3 times. 3 times he was clinically kicked the bucket, snuffed it out, kaput, nada verby, zilch over. 3 times. You can tell him what you want. You cannot convince him that heaven and hell is not real. So hell is real. What do we need redemption from? Redemption from hell. We need to be saved from hell. Now, you know, the good news is, you know that God sends nobody to hell. You know, the Bible doesn't teach that hell was made for bad people. Hell was not made for bad people. The Bible teaches that hell is prepared for the demons who've rebelled against God. And people choose to go there. God sends nobody to hell. The Bible teaches clearly that God takes no delight in the death of the wicked. Ek like skopskiet movies, ne? Maar die gunne moet gun en die bombs moet bom en dit moet net, ek like sulke movies. En jy kry lekker when the good guy gets his ass whooped. The bad guy, sorry. Somebody's listening, help me. You see, I need redemption. Jy kry lekker when the bad guy gets beaten, isn't it? You know, with God it's not like that. With God, it's not like, ja, kry vir jou. Jy wil nie hoor nie, laat jy daar hel toe gaan. It's not like that. He says it has no delight in the death of the wicked. That's God. What a father we have. Man alive. So another reason to rejoice is that we've been redeemed. Point number six is the end part of verse 7. So it says we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. His grace. His grace abounds towards us in verse 8. It abounds. That means it comes at you at full force, overpowering, all-consuming, covering everything, making provision for everything. His grace abounds to you. It's like everything all at once. It's like all at once. Grace abounds to you. We need grace for forgiveness. How many of you have not sinned once this week? Please raise your hand. Yeah, I'm speaking to honest people this morning. How many of you have not sinned in the last 3 days? I'm speaking to honest people. How many have not sinned once today? That's honesty. Just move on. So there's this guy that says, you know what? I haven't had any bad thoughts. I haven't lusted. I haven't been greedy for anything. I haven't done any harm to anybody. I haven't brought any discredit to God's name. I haven't been an embarrassment to myself or to anybody else. Pretty soon, I'm going to get out of bed, and I'm sure the rest of my day is going to go fine as well. So, folks, we need grace. And the good news is, according to these scriptures that we're reading, He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And grace to keep on. So when the accuser of the brethren, who's the accuser of the brethren? Dis nie die pastoor wat jou beskuldig en sê, hey, jy's 'n moegoe, jy moet regkom. Dis nie hy nie. Sometimes we as Christians, we play that role, accusing each other, isn't it? That's the devil's job. One of his names is the accuser of the brethren. So wanneer hy found jou kom beskuldig van al die vele male wat jy droog gemaak het oor en oor en oor, say, His grace is sufficient for me. His grace is sufficient. So, grace is a license to sin, right? No. Grace is the freedom that we have to live in the promises that God has for us. That's grace. It's not a license, by God's grace, so ons kan maak wat ons maak. No, you can't. No, you can't. There's churches and aanhalingstekens that exist today where the stuff that they allow there, near yikkelstikkel. Then what do they say? Yeah, it's grace. It's grace. Yeah, it's not grace. It's onskriftuurlik, julle. It's onskriftuurlik. So what you need to do, you need to come to Bikers Church, the perfect church, right? There's no ways this church can be perfect. It's impossible because I'm the pastor. Already disqualifies it, Neda. It's not perfect peoples. And please don't say, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Waarop is die fokus dan as jy so sê, Koenraad? I'm a sinner. No, say, I'm a saint who sometimes sins. I can feel the anointing. I'm just getting goosebumps here. You are part of the beloved. Your name is written in God's book of life. You're co-heir to the throne of Jesus. You're a saint who sometimes sins. What a difference. Hallelujah. Because there's grace for you, man. Come on, isn't this lekker news this morning? This is good preaching. I want to get the recording. Hallelujah. Because this is not me. This is God Almighty. Hallelujah. Okay. So we have grace that abounds towards us. Point number 7. So many people say, you know, I just wish I knew what God wants from me. I want to know what God's will is. Well, this is God's will. I'm going to give it to you. Are you ready? This is deep. This took years and years and years of me getting my theological degree. Here's God's will for you. Are you ready? Love God, love people. This is deep. Love God and love people. If you do that, you fulfill all the 10 commandments and the righteous requirement of the law that it is and the high standard that's set in the New Testament. That's God's will. Love God, love people. It's so easy om dit hierso te staan en sê volgende, it's lekker because ek like julle almal, man. Julle is like julle stikke meer en oor 1000. You're so cute, I'll eat you up without custard. But to love those who don't love you, and to love the unlovable, that's Christianity. That's where what we speak about here becomes real in the street. You say, how can you do that? Well, Jesus did it towards you. Jesus did it towards us, isn't it? And you know what helps me with this? When I say, God, first of all, I don't want to love that person. I don't even pretend for a moment I want to love you and come with this whole Christianese thing. Ek's eerlik met myself. Ek hou nie van jou nie. Jy's 'n royal moogu, man. God, help me love that person. Help me, Lord. Change me. Change my heart so that I can love that unlovable person. Because the only difference between me and the biggest moogu walking the face of this earth is Jesus. Sometimes I'm that biggest moogu walking the face of this earth. But because of Jesus, there's hope for me. Hallelujah. So there's grace. Grace abounds towards us. Hallelujah. Point number eight. It's in verse 11. In him also we have obtained an inheritance. God has given us an inheritance. Something to look forward to. I'm a weapons enthusiast. I love guns. The amount of guns that you need is the amount you've got plus one more. If you leave those things alone, you just put it in a safe. Die roes gaan nou ding klap. It's going to rust. It's going to... And if you... In nature, in the world that is today, if you just leave things to themselves, what happens? Everything deteriorates. For a couple of years now, Colette has been decorating our street at Christmas times with the trees. She puts ribbons and bows and bells and... all sorts of goeders. And the neighbors love it. And I must admit, I'm not into all the Christmas decorations and decorations stuff like that, but somehow, it somehow just lifts spirits, okay? I'm not analyzing whether it's spiritual, whether it's of the Bible or not. No. It just looks pretty. Is that okay? So she does that. And she was saying this morning, no, Mozzie, I've got to get new ribbon because the ribbon has been faded by the sun. The bright red ribbon, some of it is not so bright red anymore. And you know what? It's like that in everything in life. If you just leave it to itself, everything deteriorates. Stainless steel is not stainless. It means stain less. It stains less, but it still stains. There's nothing that when we were away recently, we spent some time at the sea, and check what I see a lug doen on alles. It just corrodes everything in its path, pal. Everything left itself will just... But we have an inheritance that cannot be corrupted and destroyed by moth. And it's inheritance that God has in store for us. What is our inheritance? Every spiritual blessing. And the list that we're going through this morning so far. We have an inheritance. Ons het iets om na uit te sien. When we leave this world behind and everything that's important to us behind us here. My brother, my sister, we've got an inheritance. You know, I've been told that it's 2% or less thereabouts of population of the working workforce that has made provision for retirement. Less than 2%, let's be positive this morning, 2% has made provision for retirement. So come retirement, what are you going to live on? Take courage in the faith that God is an inheritance for you. Find God's financial plan for your life to get, make sure that you've got something that you can have as an inheritance or leave to others as an inheritance. Point number 9, 2 more, and then we're done, and I'm going to land this thing. Okay. Verse 13 says, in whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. One of the things that I struggle with, I believe, let me just use positive words this morning. One of the things over which I'm gaining victory is materialism. Materialism. There's something special about, and this is just me, okay? Forgive me this morning. There's something special about opening up a sealed box of a new cell phone. I just dig it. I just know you go there and it's upgrade time and they open their box and they just take that cover off that screen and you would just so lekker. And for me, a cell phone feels at its best when it doesn't have all these covers and protective things on that. Ons moet die goed maar dra because it's plastic and glas wat breek en sulke goed. When it's sealed, it's something valuable and it's worth something, it's sealed and it's protected. We've been sealed. We've been sealed in the same way. God has sealed you because you're worth it. You're valuable and precious to Him. It says here, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And then we speak about, last point is, because you're valuable, like something carefully wrapped up. It says here, people speak, oh, what guarantee do I have that the Bible is true? And if you buy something, it must come with a guarantee. The manufacturer guarantees that this thing will not break due to a defect in workmanship or craftsmanship for a year or 5 years or whatever. Some things have lifetime guarantee. I own a few things that have a lifetime guarantee, I think. Yes, I do. I'm trying to think. Anyway, there's something, yeah, I do. My multi-tool, my Swiss multi-tool, lifetime guarantee. Have no defects in workmanship for the entire lifetime of that tool. There's no guarantee with you, babe. There's no guarantee. So you say you want a guarantee, okay? Verse 14. He was sealed with the Holy Spirit, because you're valuable and precious, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. Until redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. One more verse and then we're done. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 says the following. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We've received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. So to recap quickly, reasons to be positive. We have 10 this morning. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. God has chosen you. God has predestined you. God has accepted you. God has redeemed you. God causes His grace to abound towards you. God has made His will known to you. God has given you an inheritance. God has sealed you. And God has given you a guarantee. Now, we take encouragement from that this morning to be positive. So, as we close, as the deep end comes up and gets ready to sing that lovely song about our hearts being open to every word that is breathed, I'd like us to pray together this morning. As we just focus on the Lord for a few minutes, as we just pray with each other, please. I'd like us to just accept and acknowledge that there are things that we can be negative about. and choose this morning. I started by saying we have a choice to be happy. Say, this morning I am choosing to be happy. I'm going to embrace the promises in God's word and receive it to myself. Happiness doesn't mean that the circumstances have changed. It doesn't mean that things are better. It just means that you're choosing to be happy and to make the best of a situation that only God can turn around for you. I'm going to pray for each and every one of us this morning, and then let the deep end lead us in a time of celebration this morning one more time. Father, as we your people, ons het dan begin deur te sê ons is nietig. Ons is nietig, Here. Ons is so kwesbaar en swak en vulnerable. Ons kan enige oomblik net weg wees en nie meer bestaan nie. And Lord, if it takes long enough before your return, there will come a time when nobody alive will even know that we existed, but you will. You will, the eternal God who predestined us to adoption before we were even created, knows about us. And we exist to you and important to you. And Holy Spirit of God, would you take the power of your word and make it real in each person's heart this morning? Those that are with us here in person, those watching online, as they receive this by faith this morning, Lord, remind us of the reasons that we have, the truths in your word to be positive. And may we go and make a positive change in the lives of others. May we accept with grace and with courage the difficult, hurtful, painful things that we cannot change. And let us step out in faith and make a difference in the areas where we can make a positive change. So Holy Spirit, help us to be positive people this morning as we navigate the difficulties of life. In Jesus' precious name, amen. God bless you and thank you for coming. May Almighty God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up his countenance over you and give you his supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. We love you all dearly. Stay safe, stay healthy. God willing, we'll see you same time, same place next week. Thank you guys. Over to the deep end. Let's worship the Lord together.